Good morning, everyone. So my name is Terry Lambs, and today I'm going to present Carousels, a framework for scalable and near-complete collection of information. This is a joint work with Michael Missenmaker from Harvard and George Vagis, who is my advisor at UCSD. First, let's begin with the motivation for the talk. Today, networking devices are getting faster and faster. Vendors already introduced 100 gigabit per second Ethernet technologies, and routers able to handle 100 gigabit per second links. So at a network and application level, the networking devices are generating numerous interesting events. For example, router reports anomalous activities in the networks like routing changes or packet drops. So at very high speed, the number of events can be overwhelming. So this leads to a very important challenge. How can a network manager able to obtain a coherent and succinct view of this deluge of data? So standards, classical approach includes samplings like Cisco, the NetFlow protocol and Cisco routers to sample one every end packets, and summarizing techniques like to just have a counters of max, mean, or average of event statistics. However, in many contexts, you'd like to have a complete or near-complete collection of information. For example, under warm outbreak, you want to have a complete list of infected machines so that you can take appropriate and immediate remediations. Other examples include getting a list of zombies in a botnet, or the all peers in your P2P networks, or list of all IPv6 stations or MAC addresses in your local area networks. So even though our solutions is applicable to a wide range of applications, we frame and motivate the solutions in the context of intrusion detection systems. So here's how a typical IDS looks like. Packets come with some key K. The key can be your source IP address or MAC address or IP or TCP for tuple. So in this slide, I saw three packets with a source A, B, and C. So at the IDS, the packets is checked whether it's indicative of an attack. The most common approach is to match the packet payloads against a database of regular expression of known attacks. And then the IDS system is going to log relevant information to a remote management console for later analysis and remediations. So let's try to quantify and compare the performance of different logging schemes by formalizing this problem into an abstract model. So we have n distinct sources arrive at a total rate b, and a standard logging facility have a memory buffer m from which the data is written to the sink at much smaller rate l. So we have two important challenges here. The first challenge is that the logging bandwidth is a lot less than the arrival rate. For example, packets may arrive at the rate of 10 gigabit per second, and you can only log at 1 megabit per second. The second challenge is that the login memory is small due to the resource constraint of high-speed hardware. For example, you may have only 1 megabit of high-speed memory dedicated for your login modules. So a concrete example is that you have 1 million of sources, and your memory can only afford 10,000 of events at any time. Fortunately, the challenges come with one key opportunities. In many applications, we observe that the sources are mostly persistent in the sense that sources will keep arriving at the lockers. For example, under warm outbreak, an infected machine will keep arriving, keep sending, trying and scanning traffic until it's disinfected or removed from the systems. So with that observation in mind, we design Carousels, a new scheme with minimal memory can lock almost all sources close to the optimal time of an omniscience algorithm. And in the paper, we presented a rigorous comparative analysis to show that any standard approach is much worse. For example, under an optimistic random model, the standard logger takes at least a factor of log n times worse than the optimal times. Also, just adding a bloom filter does not help because the bloom filter is necessarily small compared to the source populations. And in the worst case, the time it takes the infinite time for a standard locker to collect any reasonable amount of information. So this animation will help you to visualize why this problem is hard. Imagine the standard locking facility in your IDS have memories organized like a queue with two slots. And now this is traffic patterns. So when one comes, it is put into the memory. And next, a packet of four comes, it puts to the remaining slot in the memories. So now when three comes, it's dropped because the memory is full. And when another packet from four comes, it's also dropped. Next, occasionally, the packet is dispatched from the IDS to the sinks at much smaller rates. So now we have one slot available for the next packet, which happens to be one. And then two comes, it's dropped because the memory is full. So in the end, we have one and four at a sink. And sources two and three will never be collected if this pattern repeats. And in the worst case, many sources can be missed due to the timing patterns. So because there are duplicates of the same source arrive at your system, you may ask, why can't you just have a bloom filter to help eliminate the duplicates? So let's do that. Let's have bloom filter in front of your memory buffer. And assume this is traffic patterns. So when one comes, you put into a bloom filter and then to the memory. Next, when four comes, you also add to a bloom filter and then the memories. And then when three comes, you drop because the buffer is full. And when four comes, a check in bloom filter will tell you that you already locked four before, so just drop it. And the same happens for one. So now when two come, you also drop it because the bloom filter is full. And what's interesting is when one and four is now also dispatched to the sink. So the one question is how long you can hold on one and four in the bloom filters. If you do this forever, you can only lock one and four. In order to give a chance for other sources, the only way is to clear a bloom filter. So suppose we do that, we clear a bloom filter, and now let's see what happens. Unfortunately, the same patterns repeat, and you have one and four in your bloom filter and in memory. So in the end, we still have one and four in the sink, and this is exactly the same performance as in standard locker. And so two and three will never be collected because of the timing patterns. The reason is that the bloom filter is necessarily small compared to the source populations. So now you may ask whether we can just apply any standard congestion control or admission control to these logging problems. However, those algorithms require source cooperations. We want solutions in a general settings where you don't have source cooperations. So we call our approach randomized admission control, where you just break sources into random groups and admit one group at a time for lock-ins. So this animation will illustrate our carousel algorithms. Suppose we have a carousel of two colors, red and blue, and then you color the source accordingly to the two colors, red and blue. And at one time, you have one active color. Assume now red is the active colors. So when one comes, it's red. You admit to the bloom filter and then to the memory. Next, when two comes, its color is blue, so you just dropped it. In other words, only red sources are locked during this phase. So when three comes, you add to the bloom filter and to the memory. And four comes, it's blue, you just dropped it. The same happens, the carousel are going to drop too because the color is blue. And now one is dispatched to the sink. And assume you have another packet from source one comes, and it's red, you admit. And but fortunately, your bloom filter, you already have footprint of one before, you know you already locked one, so you can safely drop it. And the same pattern happened for three. And finally, when four comes, its color is blue, so you just drop it. In other words, in the end, you're going to have red sources, one and three, at the sink. And what about blue sources? So we're going to rotate the carousels to blue by changing the color. So now the active color is blue. And assume this is the traffic pattern. So first four comes, its color is blue. So now we accept it to the Bloom filter and then to memories. And the process repeats exactly the same in the previous slides, except now we only accept blue colors and reject all red colors. And also we have Bloom filter to help weeding out any duplicates. So in the end, we see that after this phase, we log 2 and 4, the blue sources, to the memory and the sync. In other words, carousel is able to log all sources after 2 iterations of carousels. So another question you may ask is, how many colors is good? So right now, we have 2. Let's see what happens when we have 8 sources. And this is the traffic patterns. Assume the active color is red. So when 1 comes, you do the same thing. You check the colors. It's red. So we just add to Bloom filter and then to the memory. 7 comes, it's blue. So we just drop it immediately. And 3 comes, it's red. We put it to the Bloom filter and then to the memories. And similarly, 4 comes, it's blue. So we can carousel, I'm going to drop it. What interesting is when 5 comes, so 5 is red, we're going to admit it to a Bloom filter. However, the Bloom filter is full, so this means that there are many red sources than what we can handle. So what we can do is to increase the number of carousel colors. So instead of 2, we're going to have 4. So carousel now have 4 colors, red, blue, green, and yellow. And we also recolor the remaining sources to these 4 colors. So now 1 is blue, and 4 and 8 are red, 2 and 6 are yellow, and 7 is green. And then assume that when the system restarts, the active color is now red, and the operation is the same as in previous slide. So 1 comes is blue, you need to drop it because the active color now is red. And when 4 comes, it's red. We add to Bloom filter and then to the memory. And 6, 7, and 2 are not red, so they are discarded by carousel. And finally, 8 comes, it's red, so we add to Bloom filter and then to the memory. So after this phase, we log all the red sources, and then the carousel will rotate to the next color and repeat. So this is a summary of our carousel algorithms. Carousel proceeds in 3 phases: partitioning, iterations, and monitoring. So partitioning corresponds to coloring the package with the colors, as you see in the animations. Iterations corresponds to rotating the carousel to different colors. And monitoring corresponds to increasing or decreasing the color, depends on your source populations. So particularly in the first phase, partitioning, you hash the sources and consider the least significant bits of your hash value, and you divide the partitions depends on the hash value. In the iterations, you cycle through all partitions one by one, and the time you spend in each iteration is the available memory divided by the logging bandwidth. And you have Bloom filter to help you weeding out duplicates within a single phase. And finally, during monitoring phase, you increase or decrease the sampling bits depends on the status of your Bloom filter. So we have an implementation of carousel in 2 Snort, and we put carousel modules between Snort detection engines and Snort output module. So you can see in this flowchart, there are all 3 phases of carousels. We color the packets. During partitionings, we have a timer for iterations, and we check the status of a Bloom filter, and from that we decide whether we should increase or decrease the number of colors. And we have in a paper we have a rigorous comparative analysis to show that carousels is competitive in the sense that it can collect almost all sources by the factor of 2 from optimal time. So assume that we have a population of 10,000 sources and the memory buffer of 500 entries, and a login rate is 100 items per second. Then this simulation showed that you can collect almost all sources by 190 seconds. By almost all, I mean 99.9% of sources. So for n equal to 10,000, that means all sources but 10. On the other hand, the optimal time is 100 because n divided by l is 100 seconds. So clearly, we are within a factor of 2 from the optimal time. And this slide shows the simulation results when we simulate real-world outbreaks under logistics models. So we keep the same parameters, n is 10,000 sources, memory buffer of 500 entries, and a login rate 100 items per second. And we see that it takes 400 seconds for Carousel to collect all sources, whereas a standard logger will need around 4,000 seconds. That means we are Carousel is by the factor of 10 times better than a naive collector. And simulations is good to explore your parameter space. However, it can miss real implementation artifacts. So we have a small experimental setup. We use the same parameters, 10,000 sources, the buffer 500 entries, and we had an arrival rate 100 megabit per second, and the login rate is 1 megabit per second. We consider two cases. In the first case, sources arrive randomly at the locker. In the second case, we have a periodic traffic patterns. Sources arrive in the order of 1, 2, 3, 10,000, and then repeat. So this slide shows our results. For the random traffic patterns, Carousel take only 300 seconds to collect all sources, and the standard logger will take 1,500 seconds, so we are by a factor of 5 better. What interesting is that for periodic traffic patterns, the performance of the standard logger is one order of magnitude worse. So it takes 40,000 seconds for the standard logger to log all sources in periodic traffic patterns. So we examine the trace and we observe that the standard logger have problem logging certain sources due to the regular timing patterns. The Carousel is 5 times faster under random traffic patterns and 100 times faster with periodic traffic patterns. And in the paper, we have detailed design of Carousel in hardware. Basically, the modules in hardware are pretty the same as our software design in Snort. We have hash modules, we have timer, we have bloom filter. The point to take away is that Carousel needs only less than 1 megabit of memory. This is less than 5% of ASIC. So Carousel can be easily added to any existing hardware, IPS or IDS chipsets. This slide highlights some of the related works. There are works on fast assembly, normalizations, or regular expression engine for high-speed implementation of IPS devices. However, to the best of our knowledge, there's no prior work on scalable locking, so Carousel fill in the missing piece of information, and now we have a complete picture. Dynamics and random partitioning techniques are used in auto file system to fit big files into small memory. However, in auto file systems, memory is the only resource constraint. In Carousel, we handle both limited memory and a login speed. Also, Carousel has a very rigorous comparative analysis, whereas auto file system has none. And we see that Carousel is pretty powerful, it's efficient, it requires minimal login speed and memory buffer. However, there are certain limitations of Carousel. For example, Carousel is probabilistic in the sense that sources still can be missed, however, with very low probabilities. So in the paper, we describe a number of techniques to overcome this challenge. For example, we can train the hash functions of the bloom filter every Carousel cycle. And second, Carousel relies on the persistent source assumptions. Therefore, it does not guarantee the locking of one-time events. And lastly, Carousel does not prevent duplicates at the sink. However, it still has fast collection time even in adversarial model. And to conclude, I just described carousels is a scalable locker, is able to collect all persistent sources in nearly optimal time, and we show that it's easy to implement both in hardware and software. It's a form of randomized admission control. And I have to emphasize that carousels is applicable to the wide range of marketing tasks as long as you have a persistent sources coming at high light speed and you have a big constraint on memory and login speed. Yeah. That's all my presentation.
Praveen Yelgandula, HP Labs. Just a clarification question. I didn't understand what you mean by Bloom filter getting full. I thought it's basically a set of bits and you...
Yeah, but you, because you have a certain amount of memory used for Bloom filter, so if you add too many sources, then the Bloom filter very high, false positive, so at that time, Bloom filter becomes useless. So we consider a threshold, certain threshold that Bloom filter becomes useful, is useful, and that's the, after that, the Bloom filter is full. That's what I mean.
So it's based on the number of bits that are turned on in a Bloom filter?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Chun Li from Northwestern. Very interesting work. I have a question regarding for each source, since you're only logging for one unique event. What if one source have different type of events associated with that, since you only log one event, then the other type of events you may not be logged into the logger.
Yeah, in the paper, I don't show result here, but we have an experiment in the paper that show what happens when the traffic comes with different patterns. So, for example, one coming as 10 times, 100 times the other sources. So we show that carousels is still persistent, whereas standard logger, we have significant problem in logging small sources.
Hi, Aditya Akela. I really enjoyed your work. I was curious if you considered other ways of scaling logging, for instance, using multiple snort boxes in parallel with the arriving flow space split accordingly on a per box basis, and then you run each box at, you know, whatever, 10 megabits per second. In aggregate, you get the logging rate you want.
Yeah, so our focus is to design a system that you can easily implement both software and hardware. So in hardware, you may not be able to do such things.
A shameless plug for some of our own work. So we have a paper at INM, if Stefan thinks we have time for this quick comment. Okay. So we have a paper at INM that basically uses OpenFlow as a way of specifying rules that allows you to flexibly split incoming traffic across multiple loggers. You know, it seems very complementary to your work.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, let's thank the speaker once more.